I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Our goal is to awaken our spirits, our hearts, our minds to the truths of eternal truths of God's Word. And to do that, we're going through Paul's letter to the Christians in the city of Colossae, written back probably around 64 AD, something like that, or a little bit earlier, maybe around 60 AD. It's a powerful letter that is so relevant for us today in the world in which we live. And today we're on day 34, page 110 in the devotional guide that we're using. It's a guide that I wrote several years ago and published. It's called Complete in Christ. And today we're looking at Colossians 3:11, which is actually a continuation from yesterday and the day before. And that is not surprising because this is a letter. When Paul wrote it, he did not write in chapters and verses. Those came later in the 13th century. Paul wrote it as a letter, and so it flows together. And so we're going to read verse 11, chapter 3, but let's go ahead and read verses 9 and 10, which we dealt with yesterday, because actually the lesson today, the devotional today, is based on those earlier verses. And so verses 9 and 10, Paul says, "Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Jew nor Greek, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all." So Paul is saying that in this new position in Christ, there is a whole new value system. Wow, what an incredible truth we're going to see here today. So, yes, Paul declares that in Christ, a new value system has emerged. The Christian community is no longer to live according to the values of the fallen world in which she finds herself. The Christian community, also called the church, is to live by a whole new set of ethics that often puts it at odds with the values of a fallen world. Now, no barrier in today's world presents a more challenging obstacle than did the dividing wall between Jew and Gentile in the ancient world. And that's the one that Paul mentions first. He says we're in Christ. Now, he says there is neither Greek nor Jew. Now, that's it. That is a revolutionary statement, especially coming from the mouth of a Jew. Because Jewish tradition considered it unlawful for a Jew to have any sort of close fellowship, such as a meal with a Gentile. This division was typified by the dividing wall at the temple in Jerusalem, a wall that kept Gentiles at a distance. Only Jews could go beyond that wall. Archaeologists have discovered a plaque from this wall warning Gentiles to proceed no further on the threat of death. In Acts chapter 21, verses 27 through 31, Luke tells about a Jewish mob attacking Paul at the temple complex, seeking to kill him because they thought he had brought Trophimus, an Ephesian Gentile, into that restricted area with the other Jews, and they were infuriated. And so there was a deep division between Jew and Gentile in the ancient world. But in Christ, Paul contends that this dividing wall has been obliterated. He also makes this point in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, where he says this, "For he," that is Christ, "he himself is our peace, who has made both one," he's talking about Jew and Gentile, "who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation." Now he's alluding to that dividing wall there in the temple, which typified the separation between Jew and Gentile. And Paul says that in Christ that dividing wall has been removed and that we are now one in Christ. Wow. He also mentions circumcised, uncircumcised. That would be Jew and Greek. That would include the those who had the proselytes, who had become a part of the Jewish community, the men through circumcision, and those who were not circumcised. But also in the pagan world, outside, apart from Judaism, there was also a great division between the Greeks and the barbarians, or the Hellenists, as they were called, in the barbarians. In the ancient world, the great cultural barrier was between Greek and barbarian cultures. You see, the Romans had conquered the ancient world militarily, but the Greeks had conquered the ancient world culturally and linguistically. Greek became the language of Rome and the Roman Empire, and Greek culture spread throughout the empire. This pervasive influence of Greek culture throughout the ancient world was known as Hellenism. These people, or those people and nations not affected by Greek culture, were known as barbarians, and they were scorned and looked down upon by the Greeks and Hellenists. But in Christ, Paul says that cultural barrier between Greeks and barbarians has also been breached. And in Christ, we are all one family. We're all part of one kingdom. We're all part of one family. Because now we live by a whole new value system. There is also a reference to slave and free. This was another great division of the ancient world. Slavery was very common in the ancient world, and especially in the Roman Empire. It's been suggested that in the city of Rome, the master-slave relationship was as common as the employer-employee relationship in the modern world today. But Paul says, even in Christ, we no longer judge people according to whether they are Jew or Gentile, or whether they are Greek or barbarian, or whether they are slave or free. We do not judge a person. We do not attach value to a person based on these things. Because now we have a new, whole new value system in Christ. Now, very interesting, Paul adds another division in Galatians 3:28, which is a parallel passage to this, where he says, in Christ there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond or slave or free, and there is neither male nor female. And Paul is here addressing the devaluing of women that was prevalent. When he said there's neither male nor female, that has nothing to do with this modern transgenderism. No, nothing at all. My friends, the Bible is clear that God created two sexes, man and woman. And this whole unnatural, irrational trend, this fad of transgenderism, can only lead to suffering and harm for individuals and for culture, because it is in such direct conflict to nature and to God's creation. And so what Paul is referring to here in Galatians 3:28 is the devaluing of women that was so prevalent in the ancient world simply because they were women. In fact, in some cases, there were certain Greek poets and philosophers who presented this idea that men and women, because they were different, that they had originated and had evolved from two different sources. Men had evolved, they said, from a superior source, and women from an inferior source. And out of this pagan concept, A wall of separation and discrimination emerged, dividing the sexes and devaluing women. Paul, however, declares that in Christ, this wall based on gender has also been removed. Wow. Now, these principles meant that people who were normally separated by culture, class, and gender begin to find friendship and camaraderie in the body of Christ. In fact, some biblical scholars believe that Galatians 3:28 was actually a baptismal confession that new converts were led to confess at the point of their baptism that now in Christ there's neither Jew nor Gentile, there is neither slave nor free, there's neither male nor female, that this was an ancient baptismal confession, meaning that it would have been the very basis of the Christian faith, that they no longer valued people on the basis of whether they were slave or free, their station in life, their class. Nor did they judge people on the basis of their race, whether they were Jew or Gentile. And no longer did they judge anyone on the basis of whether they were a man or a woman. But you are all one in Christ, and you find your value in Him. So, this was an incredible thing. Now, let me share with you. This is going to be a little bit longer today, but bear with me. I'll share with you a little. You know what? I will share this story tomorrow. It will be a great asset and a great subsequent episode for this. I'm going to share a personal experience, how God made this principle very real to me in relation to a woman pastor. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Don't miss tomorrow's episode. And check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, eddiehyatt at gmail.com. I'm sorry, eddiehyatt.com. That's my website. DrEddieHyatt at gmail.com is my email. I would love to hear you if these episodes are being a blessing to you. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.